I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday. Scott Mitchell, of course, on the road. The Utah Utes taking on the USC Trojans in the Coliseum tomorrow night. So we're Scott's on a nice chartered flight, I'm assuming, just eating the snacks, hanging out. And I told him, I said, look, you might be going to Los Angeles, but I get to interview Luke Robitaille while you're gone. And so he goes, oh, I interviewed Luke last year. And when you guys came into town last year, we got to chat with you for a little bit, or at least Scott did for a few minutes. I was out of town for another football game. So now we're doing the switcheroo. So Luke Robitaille, with the LA Kings with us, an NHL legend in his own right. So thanks for hanging out with us,
Thank
Luke.
You. Did you get a charter last year you went to do the other
Scott
game in
does,
Peanuts?
No. I have to fly commercial. Scott gets the nice chartered flight.
It's a nice life,
Yeah. He gets the exit row. He's all sorts of excited. So look, the LA Kings coming into town to take on the Vancouver Canucks.
Yep.
We've done this thing here in Salt Lake where we have these preseason games mm-hmm. that are over here at Vivint Arena, and man, the public shows up for these games, and I always look at myself and go, I always look around and go, why don't we do this more often? I mean, we are an intermountain city. Denver has an NHL team. Why is it that we love the NHL when they show up? How come we can't get an NHL team right here to Salt Lake?
Hey, it's coming. You got to build it first. You know, you got to keep coming. Next thing you know, someone will say, hey, wait, I think this could work. You know, and it is a great city. Last year we had a lot of fun playing the game, and we're looking forward for this year again. And you know, it's one of those things. You keep coming, you keep doing the right thing. Look, there's kids coming out, like, you know, Trevor Lewis on our team is from the area, and there's more kids playing, and that's how you grow a game. You know,
let me ask you about the side of the sport where, you know, I played football growing up, and I watch people now, and I see fewer and fewer people playing football. I'm going to talk about the injuries and whatever. What has hockey done to make sure? Because, if you're going to – one of the most brutal sports on the planet, you think about football. But, man, hockey is – I will get the most winded on a pair of skates that I'll ever get when you're – I mean, honestly, and when they talk about – you can just judge a sport by its gear. If it's – the more it stinks – the harder the sport is, right?
So it's must be a real hard sport, hockey, then.
It's like some of the stinkiest gear you'll get. Football's got nothing on hockey. Yeah. But this is a really, really hard sport. I don't know if the youth – is it growing as a sport? Because sometimes we wonder about football, but is hockey one of those sports people look at and they go, yeah, hockey is on the rise?
It's on the rise, especially in the U.S. It's really been growing. I mean, this year at the draft, there was – I think it was 9 or 10 kids from the U.S. development program that were drafted in the first round, and there's all kinds of kids getting drafted from the leagues called the USHL, and we're constantly recruiting NCAA kids, so there's more and more hockey coming out. There's more kids playing, so like even out of LA, we have a lot of kids going to Division I and This year, one of the kids that was drafted in the first round was from Orange County in Southern California. So there's a growth movement. You know, there's still a lot of room because there's so many people here. I mean, there's a shortage of arena, obviously, like anywhere. That's probably the hardest part about our sports. But there's more and more kids playing like ball hockey, we call it, just sure. with their shoes. And from that standpoint, it's really growing.
So when I was a kid, and this is, I think about like middle school in the 90s, early 90s, it was a big movement of the roller hockey, you know.
Yeah,
that's
remember
what,
that?
Huge. I mean, roller hockey was massive. Everybody yeah. had their rollerblades, yeah. and everybody's going out. And I was living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Uh-huh.
The North Stars move out of Minnesota and they move to Dallas. And I remember my dad saying, "A hockey team in Dallas? Yeah, right."
And then they won.
And the Dallas Star. I mean, the Stars became the community embraced them. Huge. I mean, they're selling out Reunion Arena from day one. I mean, yeah. I remember going to hockey that's games right. as a kid and going. That's why we got into roller hockey, is yeah. because we were like, man, this is awesome. It's a fun sport to watch. What when people haven't seen a hockey game? I mean, we have the Grizzlies out here yeah. that play out here at the Maverick Center, and that's just such a fun environment. I mean, it's really good hockey, and I think that most people are surprised when they go to a hockey game. They go, this is a lot of fun. What do you try to tell people who go, I've never really gotten into hockey?
I think the biggest thing about our game is. It translates real well live. So if you see it live two, three times and you start understanding the game, then most people, like we've had the same thing in L.A. We had to teach a lot of fans the game. So they would come and see one game and two games. They got hooked. And then next thing you know, they start watching on TV because they understand, they remember what they've seen live. It is the greatest game by far to see live because it constantly moves.
The speed
and when
is
you
ridiculous,
see it and,
yeah.
and the speed, and it never stops. You know, there's always something happening. And
I'm always
why,
amazed when you watch live too. I'm always amazed how when the line changes happen. You're
yeah,
watching
it
and you
just
go,
happen while you're
you
playing.
Go, oh, hold on a minute. Like, like you don't see that part on TV. You might see him following the puck over in the corner, and then suddenly it's a new line that's on the ice, and you go, man, these guys are. That's why you have to shift around so much because yeah. it is brutal on
it's
the
hard.
Cardio. I feel like.
It's hard. Like I've retired now 13 years, you know, and I played hockey, and every once in a while when I go skate, I'm like, oh. I thought riding a bike was enough. I am totally out of shape. It's a hard sport on the heart. You got to be in real good shape.
Luke Robitaille, he's the president of the LA Kings. They're coming to town, taking on the Vancouver Canucks, a preseason matchup over here at Vivint Arena. It's just vivintarena.com, right? So we get tickets. Go yeah. to get tickets, vivintarena.com. If you haven't seen a live hockey game, I mean, this is such a fun sport, so fast, like you were saying. And there's a dedicated group of people who are like giant hockey fans yeah. in our city. And so if you haven't seen one before, go check it out. And it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you do? Like, what's your day-to-day as the president of the team? Like, now you're at the front office. Mm-hmm. How does that translate from being the former athlete to being the administrator now on a huge franchise?
So someone asked me that the other day. I said, so what do you do every day? I said, I think I'm a fireman. I put out fire all day long.
that's all yeah. of us to an extent. But yeah. like, I feel like when you're, I mean, but no. like, how much of it do you get to like get down and like talk to the players face to face and go, hey
yeah,
man,
you know, you got to respect the structure of the team, and as a president, I think it's important that I'm always aligned with our coach and our general manager, that we all speak the same language. You know, we have a lot of young kids come into our system right now, so it's important. Like for me, I always feel that I try to deliver more the positive message. So if they're doing something wrong, obviously we'll address it. But more importantly is the message of the organization, the way we want to compete, the way we want to instill like the structure of our organization, the way we're going to play. There's different systems in hockey. We want to make sure everybody's on board to, you know, to pull the rope. And then yeah, we won that way. We won that way in 2012, 2014. We still have a few veterans from that era. But it's important for us that we've been reloading our team the last two, 3 years. So that, you know, I'm really focused on that right now. Obviously, you want to make sure you do everything right for your fans and everybody that's attached to the organization. And you know, it's a big staff. We got like 150 people, so it's something we constantly have to work on.
Does it shock you when, like, I love to watch that places like Nashville or Dallas, or, I mean, Nashville especially is like this crazy hockey town now. It's like, it's
in
the middle of Tennessee.
So much fun. You go to a Nashville game, I don't know how they did it, but somehow their fans have all these sayings like during the game. So that, and literally all 18 or 19,000 people will chant the same thing. And it's like a full poem and so forth.
It's like a soccer match over in England or something.
It is really neat to attend their games. Yeah, they've done a good job.
When people are coming to the hockey game on Saturday over here, Vivint Arena, vivintarena.com are the tickets. So what would you tell somebody who's going, I've never been, or, you know, I'm interested in maybe taking a look. What's the pitch you make somebody who's never really been to a hockey game before?
Just really enjoy, like, seeing the speed and watch what the guys are saying. You know, obviously you always want to see the big stars, the Kopitar, the Doughty, Jonathan Quick, and, you know, on the other side, the kid Peterson's a new kid for Vancouver. He's a superstar, you know. The Brock Besser is a new kid that they signed, but go there and enjoy the athleticism of those guys. Yeah, that's a tough word.
Yeah, it is.
But it really is amazing to see what they can do on skates, and then they got to handle the puck, and then they make passes, and guys are going 30 miles an hour. It truly is a great game to watch.
Luke Robitaille, president of the LA Kings, joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled. Luke, thanks for hanging out, and good luck to you guys. Keep everybody healthy before the season.
Yeah, that's the key. You know, it's a big year for us, and you want to stay healthy in professional sports.
VivintArena.com is the website, and we'll come back. More to go right here on the program. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.